Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's daily devotional. It's called Conscious versus Reality, or Crushed versus Built Up. I have the power to crush people with what I do and what I say, and so do you. It can happen with words or actions that are neither direct nor intentional. This calls for caution, and it's why Paul sets a high standard. Believers must be an example and be willing to sacrifice personal preference and freedom. The freedom gained by the knowledge of Christ can trip up spiritually weaker believers. So Paul writes, "And so, by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died." 1 Corinthians 8:11. Destroyed? Now that's strong language. So this calls for focus and care. Let's look at a couple of principles in response. A believer can be defiled or destroyed by their own conscience, even if they're wrong about a specific theological truth. People's pasts inevitably shape the way they respond to and live out the gospel. However, not all possess this knowledge, but some, through former association with idols, eat food as really offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. That was 1 Corinthians 8:7. We point people to truth and reality, but we meet them where they actually are. Are you willing to meet people right where they are, even letting their ignorance and bondage affect what you say and do around them? Honestly, this is more of a secondary focus. The believer's primary focus is on the positive, not the negative. Work to build others up in the Lord is primary. Be careful not to tear someone down is secondary. Being secondary means it may not be our usual area of focus. Still, neglecting it can cause great individual harm, and it can have devastating effects on the church. When driving a car, as an example, looking down the road is primary, and then stepping on the brakes when traffic stops is secondary. Secondary doesn't mean it's not important. Rather, it's what one does in response to the situation. So, are you willing to let a believer's situation, their weakness or past trauma or their mistakes, limit your spiritual freedom in order to help them and not harm them? I encourage you to pray for wisdom to have this kind of focus and this kind of care. Thanks. I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.